some time to just be with ourselves, our perceived realities. I've been on the go since early morning and feel quite tired. I think I'd like to present some more general perspectives and attitudes that are supportive, not too much technique. As one of these precious opportunities to just be with ourselves, present itself. Just make sure you come into it fully. Yeah. Just make a conscious note of leaving your worries and concerns with your shoes in the entrance hall. Leave all the possible tomorrows and next weeks out there too. And just for this short time, give your present moment reality the attention it deserves. Strangely enough, most of us rarely do that. It's really the only place where problems and worries can get resolved. Many of you probably noticed that the future never really comes. It's just something that I carry around in my head. Gives me grief and worry sometimes, anticipation other times. It never gets more real than that. All that anticipation creates an opaque screen. It makes it harder for it to just be here. Just being here doesn't exclude thoughts and concerns about the future, but it includes a lot more than that. And one way of starting to bring the full contents of consciousness into awareness, the Buddha would usually recommend us to start with the embodied experience, sense of the body sitting. It doesn't have to be very refined. When we cultivate awareness, we're not really looking for refinement or intensity. The key seems to lie in continuity. The simile given by the Buddha, sometimes instead of holding a bird in your hands, you don't hold it too tight, you'll squeeze it. You don't hold it too loose, it'll fly away. An attention, mindfulness held like that. It's one of our main supports for waking up. As you turn towards the experience of the body sitting, just make that a broad, sweeping, inclusive perception.